This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Once-in-a-century virus that silently stalks the country. It's taken as many lives in 1 year as America lost in all of World War II. Millions of jobs have been lost. Hundreds of thousands of businesses closed.
Among those businesses, the National Restaurant Association says almost 20% of the restaurants in this economy have closed in the last 10 months. And until this pandemic is over or under control, that number is going to keep on growing. Marketplace's Justin Ho, who has been on the small business beat for us since this pandemic started, talked to three restaurant owners who have had to close up shop to find out from them what happens next.
For 14 years, Carolyn Bolivar and her husband Ezekiel served chicken, collard greens, candied yams, and other soul food, plus homemade ice cream, at their restaurant Z's in downtown Birmingham, Alabama. Then the lockdown started. Revenue dried up, and Bolivar didn't have any luck getting a Paycheck Protection Program loan.
And that's when we decided that, maybe it's time.
In May, she and Ezekiel closed Z's for good. Bolivar says in a lot of ways, it was a relief. She's 72 and her husband's 85.
First thing I did was I got a sign, liquidation, you know, because I had so much stuff, you know, so many tablecloths, so many chairs and things like that.
There's a lot involved with closing a restaurant.
What don't you have to do to shut down a restaurant?
That's Emmeline Zhao, who closed her Midtown Manhattan restaurant, Little Tong Noodle Shop, in October.
You have to notify the landlord and beg for mercy, and you have to shut down all of the things like waste removal, grease removal, and HR and payroll.
She closed Little Tong because it mostly served office workers on their lunch breaks, a market that evaporated when the pandemic struck. But she stuck with her plan to open another restaurant called Silver Apricot.
It's a sit-down restaurant. It is finer dining.
It was initially going to be the kind of place where diners spent $100 or more each, and it was supposed to open in March. But Zhao delayed the opening until July.
Come July, that wasn't what the world needed.
So she and her team have had to constantly tweak the business model, changing menu options and price points to try to find the sweet spot.
There's no one correct answer for how we handle restaurants through the pandemic. It's really all about iterations and ingenuity and listening to people.
Sometimes that has led restaurant owners to pivot away from running traditional restaurants. In Portland, Oregon, James Beard Award-winning chef Naomi Pomeroy closed her restaurant, Beast. It offered six-course tasting menus for around $150 a person. Diners sat at long communal tables, eating for 2.5 hours.
I don't think people are coming back to sit like this. Like, not now, and who knows even kind of if ever.
Pomeroy used some of her PPP loan to start a new business in the same location, preparing and selling meal boxes. It's called Ripe Cooperative.
It's basically all online. We're teaching people to cook in their own homes, and so we offer videos that kind of go along with each meal box.
Pomeroy says she's been able to bring back almost all of her back-of-house staff to help prepare the food, but she's only brought back one of her servers.
I'd love to be able to bring more of them back, and I just don't know when I'm going to be able to do that.
In Birmingham, Alabama, Carolyn Bolivar and her husband are still preparing food for people, too. Longtime customers kept asking for her husband's specialty, bean pie, a custard-like vanilla-flavored pie made with navy beans. So Bolivar convinced her husband to start making and selling them.
And it was my idea. I said, well, we could pump this up, and that way you'd be busy, and, you know, this would be your legacy, and blah, blah, blah. It made it sound good.
Now, Bolivar says they're baking about 50 a week and trying to keep up with demand.
We have something that a lot of people haven't heard of, and it's absolutely delicious.
Bolivar says the next step is figuring out how to ship them across the country. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.